Joining me in the kitchen today is Chef Patrick Malone from Olives in New York City, and we're talking about Aperitivo event coming up. How are you today, Patrick?
I'm good, Tonya. Nice to be here.
Tell me about what we can expect at the event. What are you cooking up, and what is the event all about?
Well, Aperitivo is an Italian tradition. It's kind of like a happy hour. You know, it's sort of a pre-dinner kind of thing. You come, you know, try some wines, and I'll be setting out small plates that we do on our menu, but, you know, like finger food kind of stuff. Our carpet baggers, which is a signature, which is a crispy oyster wrapped in beef carpaccio, truffled mashed potatoes, some flatbreads that we do here. We do sweet potato bravas, just light, casual food, just to kind of prime your appetite for a larger meal.
You mentioned something called the sweet potato bravo?
Yeah.
Tell me how you make that.
We take whole sweet potatoes and roast them until they're pretty much cooked, let them cool down, we dice them, then deep fry them. While that's happening, we have a pan going with local honey that we get from the farmer's market. We let that caramelize with some shallots and jalapeno. Take the potatoes out of the fryer when they're nice and charred, starting to look almost burnt, put them in the honey, put them on a plate, or in this case for aperitivo, we put them in small spoons, top them with some feta cheese and some avocado crema. It's delicious. It's a crowd pleaser, definitely.
Is that something that is normally on the menu there, or is that something you're just whipping up?
Definitely, it's one of our better sellers, actually. We do a small plate version of it. But it's a perfect thing to share, and it's a great thing for hors d'oeuvre parties also. Probably do the spicy chicken meatballs, mini chicken meatballs. We use white meat and these different spices, like we use sumac in them. Those are tossed in a cherry pepper, like kind of a spicy, like a lifeguard style. Vinegar, butter, spicy peppers with that, those are great.
For example, you said you use sumac in there, and I think that is a spice that most people don't use, or just, you know, either haven't even thought about or don't even know where to get it. But
I think just people just don't know about it. It's really citrusy, kind of brightens whatever you put it in. It just kind of lifts it up a little bit and brightens it up and opens it up.
Yeah, that was my next question, is what does it taste like?
It's sort of a citrusy, almost like a zest.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Sort of tannic and citrusy.
Is there wine available?
Yes, we'll be featuring two winemakers. We're doing Louis Max and Domaine de Bernard. They're going to bring probably four each wines. And also this evening we're going to be following it up with a four-course paired dinner with the same winemakers.
That's lovely. Patrick, is this an event that happens annually?
We're trying to do these wine dinners quarterly, and the aperitivo we're doing monthly as of now. If it really catches on, maybe we'll look at doing it more often.
What website can folks go to get all the details?
You can go to olivesnewyork.com.
I'm talking with Chef Patrick Malone from Olives New York. Well, Patrick, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I know the life of a chef is quite busy.
Yes. Thank you, Tonya.